Welcome to David Ashley Podcast. I don't know which episode. So this I won't be before you long. You know, so this video has surfaced of Ahmaud Arbery. I want to make sure I get his name right. Ahmaud Arbery. Who was... Yo, the video is from February. The video is from February. And it was taken by somebody who was a part of the group that went looking for him, right? So part of the lynch mob. Man, as I pause and I think about the scene, all these other thoughts are flooding into my head, you know. So, you know, one, it makes me think, like, so who got the video out? How did the video come to the public? Was he sharing it? Was he bragging about it? Because if there was no... So, okay, let me just lay out what happened. Ahmaud Arbery, 25-year-old young man, was jogging. And listen, I had been hearing about it, but it was just the way it was put to us, you know, there was no video. It was just like, oh, he was jogging and he was murdered and there's still no suspects. So then it just made it look like another black man was dead. I was just like, so then all of a sudden to find out that he was murdered by some hillbillies in fucking Brunswick, Georgia, on camera, right? You remember the I don't know, you know, it's this famous picture of them all them white people's standing around, like, amused, looking at the latest black person who had been hanged, you know, and, people are standing around. It was entertainment, so they videotaped this shit. What was you videotaping it for? It wasn't for proof, because you already went after somebody who was jogging, like, so anyway, the young man was dead. The police told his mother that he was involved in a robbery, and that they shot him. Those crackers told the police that, yeah, we caught him doing some shit, and he became violent. He reached for the gun. So now the video comes out, and these motherfuckers, man. These motherfuckers. Yeah. Motherfuckers, man. Just for sport, man, they gunned him down. You know? For motherfucking sport, man. And, you know, I just wanted to talk about it briefly. Because you know, I don't really have anything, you know, responsible to say, you know. So I'll talk around that part. Excuse me, I'm sorry, man. I'll talk around that part. Yeah, I don't really have anything responsible to say. Everything I have to say about that, what I think should happen, is irresponsible. But, you know, but I'll just tell you some of my thoughts right now. You know, I don't understand. I understand. I take that back. You know what I'm saying? We grew up in the hood, you know, somehow, inner city, the conditions that forced us in the inner city is forced us to be our own enemies. You know, people talk about, you know, the bullshit phrase, you know, black on black crime. That's bullshit. It's like murder is a crime of proximity, right? So you murder who you know. You know, 85-90% of white men are killed by other white men as well. So I don't want to hear that shit. You know, when they put us in these, you know, nobody wants to hear the shit that it comes from, you know, conditions left after slavery, right? Nobody wants to hear that, but it's true, right? We're redlining and just not us not having opportunities because we've been fucking enslaved for 160 years. When did the first, shit land? 1612? You know, so then, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the everything that happened after that, you know, from redlining to lynching to, you know, redlining where they wouldn't allow you to buy houses, right? And then they wouldn't allow us to buy property, and they wouldn't allow you, if you were white, to buy property too close to black, where black people were living, right? And then you got, you know, Jim Crow laws and all that shit that happened to the point where we're really not free, you know, from a government. We're really not free from a government standpoint until 63 or 68. When was the Civil Rights Act signed? Right. So then, you know, you ask some black folks, they say, shit, I heard Chris Rock say, he said, we really wasn't like free to the point where we were scared something was happening until like 88, 89. And think about that, you know. So people, you know, the more violence happened in the most impoverished neighborhoods, but it ain't because the people are dumb or the people are violent, because circumstances. It's that way all over the world. So, and the reason I lay it out like this, and I'm taking, you know, such a roundabout way, is because now when I, you know, I've been listening. I love rap music. Been listening to rap music since 86. Big Bro, Craig Ashley, rest in peace. He put me on. You know, Bigger and Deafer was my first tape ever, let alone rap tape. It was my first tape, period. But now, you know, it's like my first thought is, yo, I don't want to hear no more rapping like toward each other. Like, I don't want to hear no more violent shit toward each other. You know, like when it's people out here really killing us, when it's enemies out here really killing us, like for target pride, because we're the enemy, not because, you know, they just grew up in a bad situation. No, because your presence threatens them. So my first thought is like, yo, I don't want to hear no more hardcore gangster rap shit about, you know, it's like Jay-Z said in that last song. He was like, man, wait, y'all let Zimmerman live and kill X? Streets is dead. Streets is done. And I just don't understand. And listen, you know, you know, to ask for justice at this point in time, man, you know, I don't even, like, I never understood why Ron Goldman, for so many years has been at OJ head, you know, trying to get money out of him. I'm like, fuck that money. If that happened to somebody I love, and this with zero equivocation, it wouldn't even, the money, fuck the money, fuck the money. You waiting to see if motherfuckers get convicted, stand outside courtrooms crying and shit? For motherfucking what? For motherfucking what? For years, they try to make us be motherfucking docile because you work in corporate America. You got to watch how you get mad, right? When you out in the world, not just corporate America, but just the world, Craig, the world. You got to watch how you get angry because your presence intimidates white people. Like, I got to watch how I move. Like, when I be, you know, delivering shit around, around the country, around Los Angeles, you know, in my own building, you know what I mean? I got to make noises, let the white lady know I'm coming, you know, that I'm behind her. Because if I got a full beard, she's gasping and she's grasping her purse and shit. That's my fucking existence. That's my fucking existence. Yo, they fucking killed him, man. Because they said he was looking through the window of some new construction as he was jogging, mind you. And with nothing in his hand, they pulled over. They pulled in front of him. They cut him off in the car. He goes the other way. When he can't go anymore, that's when they approach him with the gun. They hop out, approach him with the gun. Now he's fighting for his life, you know? Yeah, so what I got to say about what I think should happen, it's not responsible, right? But at what point does one fight? But shit, we not fucking prepared for that. That's why it's so frustrating right now. Because on one hand, you got the motherfucking... And how about this? The motherfucker who did it was the son of a cop. He was a cop for 30 years. And the fucking district attorney sees the video and don't think shit was wrong with it. Because there's some kind of loop... I ain't gonna call it a loophole. There's a law... A statute in Georgia law that says a citizen can make an arrest, right? If they see that citizen has committed a crime. But this is the point, like, they're spinning it. The DA saw the video. And they still think, oh, okay, it's cool. Whatever they think they saw was cool. So that lets you know help ain't coming from that angle. So my question to you white people is, what the fuck do you think we're supposed to do? Because I'm going to tell you what's going to fucking happen. At some point in time, somebody going to get sick of this shit. Somebody that this has happened to is going to get sick of this shit. They're going to go ballistic. And the next day on the motherfucking news for motherfucking 6 months down the road, they're going to create content around why this person was a dangerous person. They're already going back into this young man's past. For fucking what? He was jogging. And y'all don't understand. This shit is scary to know that on one hand, motherfucking law, this fake fuck ass protect and serve shit that's supposed to motherfucking protect. That shit supposed to protect us. It's supposed to make, that shit's a farce and we know it. Right, on one hand, that shit is fake. And on the other hand, We just wait. Them motherfucking crack, them racist crackers. Now notice the distinction I made. Even though I don't give a fuck what you think about what I'm saying. But I did make a distinction. These racist motherfuckers out here, fake ass militias, just waiting to form to practice that shit they've been practicing in the mountains. And we ain't fucking ready like that. Fucking white boys can taunt and fucking taunt fucking police and they sit around for days and shit. Let alone a motherfucker with no motherfucking weapon can get his motherfucking insides blown off. A motherfucker can see this shit on tape. Yeah, what I got to say about this shit ain't responsible. So I'm going to talk around it. This shit happened on February 24th. That's my cousin's birthday, man. You know, he's still alive. Ain't nothing wrong. But it's just like, yo, just the thought of, just the thought of somebody being able to do that, you know, to somebody in my family that I care about. Over 2 months ago, and there ain't been an arrest. And then y'all want us to believe in. See, it ain't that y'all want us to believe in protect and serve. That ain't it. When this goes 2 months, like we went through this shit with Trayvon Martin, right? It was 45 days before George Zimmerman got arrested. He was allowed to go home with his motherfucking gun with no drug tests. Just based on his word. And what's aggravating is to think that without this video, shit, with the video, they're deciding if they want to take it to a grand jury. They're deciding after watching that fucking video. The video that got me delirious between fucking tears and laughter right now. They saw that same video and didn't think anything was wrong with it. The law, goddammit. The motherfucking law. So it ain't that they want us to, you know, look at protect and serve, you know, and just, they don't want us to believe in that shit. No, they want us to believe in all, they're all, you know, they're all godly dominance. Right? Which is what they have. But nature don't work like that. Like nature don't work like that. It just doesn't. And they want us to think it does, just like they want us to think that protect and serve is as real a thing in the black community as it is in the white community. But it ain't. And we seeing this shit play out time and time again. Choke shit out of Eric Gardner on tape. Choked him out. Shot shit out of Tamir Rice. That shit's on tape. They murdered Tamir Rice ass on tape. Before the car stopped, cop got out and smoked Tamir Rice's ass. Because he was playing by himself in a motherfucking park, you know, in an open carry state, mind you. They did the same thing to, John Williams or something like that, in Ohio around the same time, in a Walmart. He's in a fucking dog food aisle with a toy gun that he got from fucking Walmart. So he's walking around with it. White boy called in and said he was pointing at people. Officers came around the corner as he's looking at fucking dog food, mind you. And they shot him on the spot, yo. In an open carry state. Meanwhile, these fucking white boys in Michigan, these fake militia white boys in Michigan can walk up to the fucking state house with motherfucking AR-15s and shit. White people, what the fuck do you want us to do? I'm serious. What the fuck do you want us to do? How the fuck do you look at this? You look at Philando Castile, and you look at all this other shit. This is this bullshit. These bullshit reasons to pull your gun, man. How you want us to feel about it? But you don't have to worry about that because the law protects you in a different way than it does black, brown, and poor. It protects you in a different way. Lord knows I try not to look at that video, man. I really try not to. And listen, you know, those of y'all that know me know I was like really kind of vocal since like, you know, Trayvon Martin. I went to rallies and marches and shit. And, you know, posting on social media, it was cathartic. But, you know, it was a way to get it out. But, you know, we stuck. And listen, really, we should be desensitized to this shit. And it's just like, oh, okay, the law ain't shit. Somebody else died. Right? Put your head down, keep working toward protecting yourself and your family. But man, I wish it worked like that, but shit just don't. Yeah. What I got to say, you know, the shit I really want to say about this is irresponsible. So I'm going to just talk around this shit. Man, watch that boy fighting for his life, yo. I mean, and when something like that happens, I always go to, like, who was the last person you had a laugh with that you made a joke with, you know? Who was the last person you made a joke with and like, the person you had plans with to be like, yo, we going to do this thing on this day. We on lockdown. He trying to take a... Wow, he on lockdown. He trying to take, you know what I'm saying, probably trying to get some fresh air. You know, probably thinking about his plans, how he going to get his life together after this corona shit blows over. This is what racism does, and I'm going to get out of here after this. This is what racism does. We protect, right? We want these to be, cuz deep down we want these to be, you know, deep down we want these to be like clean kills, right? We want to be like, yo, I hope, let this brother have had a gun or something like that. Or maybe that's just me. It's just like, yo, so I don't have to feel like this country ain't out to get us again. Like that they're going to blatantly show us like that we can do anything we want to you at any given time. And you ain't going to do shit about it. That's kind of what I'm hoping in the back of my head. So when you hear about it, you know, and listen, along with, you know what I'm saying? You want to keep a clear head, right? So because oftentimes once you commit to a take, right, to an opinion, you keep that opinion. And then even when you find out it's wrong, you want to justify reasons why you're still right. But that's not growth, right? So you want to sit back. You want to figure out, okay, exactly. Let's figure out what happened. Okay. They say he was, okay, well, what if he was trying to take something out of this construction house? Like out of this newly constructed house or this still in constructed house. What if he was trying to take something and just took off? It still wouldn't fucking matter. Right? Because I was thinking that. I was just like, well, they said he was trying to take something. They said he was doing this. They said he was doing that. But it's like, no, it doesn't fucking matter. From what we saw on that fucking tape, he's just running away. And two motherfuckers with guns jumped out. And one of them, the 34-year-old, with his dad watching, and his fucking cowboy, lunatic, hillbilly-ass friends in tow, shot that boy with a motherfucking shotgun. I'm making myself angry. I need to stop. They shot this boy with a motherfucking shotgun. I ain't see no Confederate flags, but I guarantee you these motherfuckers got one at their houses. They standing on the back of this motherfucking truck. Proud as shit. And still, since it happened on February motherfucking 24th, Cuzzo's birthday, they've been free. No questions, no nothing. Think of these motherfuckers barbecuing. These motherfuckers is barbecuing and having a good fucking time. These niggas is barbecuing and having a good fucking time. These crackers is barbecuing and having a great time. Eating possum and all that other kind of shit they do that down there in Georgia. After they done killed him, stalked the motherfucker down and killed him with a motherfucking shotgun. Like this is 1920 or some shit. I tell you now, I care not what happens to anybody involved in that. I just don't care about anything that happens to anybody involved in that day. The motherfucker with the camera, whoever was with them on that day, I just, you know, I wish the worst pain imaginable on all of them. I just do. You see, and while white people and law enforcement alike are waiting for a story and have already created a story, but they're waiting for another story that can make whatever happened in that video justified. But the truth is, you'll only be trying to conjure up something to make your soul okay with it. Because what we saw in that video, your soul shouldn't be okay with. Just period, point blank. There's no amount of explaining. There's no amount of legal loopholes you can talk to me about that makes what we saw in that video okay. But what do? Do we just obey the law and hope that justice is served? When we've seen the opposite of that happen so many times, it's normal for us. Do you fucking take action and start a fucking race war? What do you do? What do you fucking do? You pray to God and just hope that, you know, hope that his will be done. Like, what do you do? What the fuck do you do right now? Situations like this. What do you do? How much does this shit happen? So, anyway, guard your heart. Guard your heart, your spirit. Try not to watch the video. You know, the pixel, I mean, it's graphic in the sense that you see a person's, you know, being lynched, right? You see somebody who looks like your cousin, your brother, your son lynched, you know, lynched. This is what it was. He was the motherfucker was lynched. He was murdered by a white boy and his father. He was fucking murdered. It's funny, like the picture that we have of them is they're kneeling over an animal that they killed, that they hunted. They hunted him the same way. Then they lied to the police because they're cops. right? They gang with the cops. They lied to the police. I'm sure they didn't even lie to the police. They told the police what happened. Police created a lie on their behalf. Right? Police created a lie on their behalf. And, you know, just allowed them to, listen, 2 months later, right? Police created a lie on their behalf and allowed them to just live life and exist. Hey, Frank, do me a favor. Lay low. Take a low profile. Don't be on all on them sites or nothing like that. Just nothing like that. That's how they talk now. Nothing like that. And just picture some of the same cops who were supposed to investigate it is over their house with barbecues and shit. And they drinking goddamn Bud Light. You know, just having a good old time. And although everybody at this gathering, you know what I'm saying, don't want to hear about it, I guarantee you, one of them cops was like, hey, tell me the story again. What happened? How'd you get him? Oh, boy. There's no way he didn't brag about this shit to one of them people at this barbecue that they've had since motherfucking February 24th, where they've been allowed to roam free. Imagine that. Imagine that. God bless you, Ahmed. Ahmad, I'm sorry. Yeah, man. Try and guard your, you know, guard your heart. Try not to watch the video. You know, any emails or calls you can make to the appropriate positions, you know, maybe do so. But other than that, you know, take it from me. Don't get your, listen, this is just, sometimes you're going to have to get super involved, right? Some people are just that way. Involved meaning like it's going to affect your mood. So I can say that all you want to, but if you're that kind of person, it's just going to happen. But keep trying to survive, keep being safe, keep trying to thrive, keep trying to come out. Fuck it, man. All right, be safe, y'all.